The ball is definitely rolling on efforts to foster equality and eliminate systemic racism in Guelph, believes Sarah Sayed. As the city's first senior advisor on such issues, she's eager to keep that momentum going. There are steps being taken, but we need to bring more accountability to that. We need to be able to really make a measurable difference and to know those differences are being put into place and are taking effect, she said, pointing to council's January decision to join the Coalition of Inclusive Municipalities, CIM, and the city's community plan as examples. A pie in the sky, desire, would be that we make some effective changes and make a difference in people's lives. It's going to take a lot of work. Sayed's hire on Monday is also a step toward that end. She's the first person to fill the newly created, permanent role of Equity, Anti-Racism and Indigenous Initiatives Senior Advisor. Among other things, she's tasked with leading the creation of a diversity, inclusion and anti-racism action plan that involves strategies, measurable actions and progress monitoring. It's one of the requirements of participating in the CIM. Sayed doesn't have many specific plans at the moment. After all, she joined Guelph today for an interview on only her second day in the role, but she's looking forward to seeing progress in the community, as well as the city's corporate structure. I hope we can come together on all the work that we're doing and move Guelph forward in a way that's beneficial for all of us and make it a great place to live for us, for our children, she said. Community building is nothing new for Sayed. She's lived in the city for more than 30 years and volunteered in a number of ways with a variety of organizations, including as Community Services Director for the Muslim Society of Guelph. She's also volunteered with Guelph Wellington Local Immigration Partnership and Guelph Community Foundation, as well as serving as a Guelph General Hospital Board member. It's given me insight into the various corners of the city. There's what's going on with healthcare. There's what's going on with housing. There's what's going on with newcomers, how they're adjusting to the city, Sayed said. Then my own lived experience, seeing the city change and raising my family here. All of those things give you the wider scope of what's happening in the city and what changes are taking place. Most of those community roles are currently on summer break, but Sayed hopes to continue with them when they resume next month. We'll see what my time commitments look like. I'd love to continue with all of those organizations if I can because it's been fulfilling and it's been enjoyable and it's a great way to meet people, she said. When word spread that Sayed was selected to lead the city's diversity, anti-racism and indigenous initiatives, many encouraging words were shared by other community leaders on Twitter. This is amazing news for the city of Guelph. I look forward to following Sarah's courageous leadership, tweeted Helen Fishburne, executive director for the Canadian Mental Health Association of Waterloo-Wellington. Congratulations to Sarah Sayed 1973. This is amazing news for the city of Guelph. I look forward to following Sarah's courageous leadership. At cmhawwhttps://t.co/olarvixfudge8w, Helen Fishburne, at HS Fishburne, August 24, 2021. When Sayed first moved to Guelph from Hamilton, she was struck by the lack of diversity she was accustomed to. But that changed through the years, accompanied by a near doubling of the city's population. I've seen huge changes. It's different now. Like in many other parts of the county, she said Guelph residents have had their eyes opened in recent years to systemic racism and exclusionary practices, both past and present. There's a lot of things that people we just took for granted, we assumed that's the way the system worked. But realizing how that's harming people has really come to the fore, Sayed said, providing the example of public outrage over confirmation of mass graves for Indigenous children at residential schools coast to coast. A lot of things are just continually being just pushed under the rug and I think it's incumbent on all of us to take action and we need to start putting action to words, she said. Hopefully, through this role I'll be able to make some changes and help facilitate the changes that need to be made.